As women, especially in this generation, with this little movement going on, we're told to stay in our feminine energy by slowing down, by being soft, or just letting go. But as someone who was very much in their masculine energy and still struggles with a lot of masculine traits, just like control and being super anxious for literally no reason, perfectionism, trying to plan all the time, etc., I can tell you firsthand how hard this journey is. But there are some things that I've learned along the way that have helped me a lot. And at the end of the day, it's all about learning and relearning and also figuring out yourself. Alongside that, no one talks about how hard that is when your body is going against you and you may or may not understand it fully yet. As a woman, you know, with our cycle and everything, we have mood swings, we have low energy, we have irritability, and it's not just your mindset. There's hormones and a lot of other things that go into it. So today I want to share with you 5 unconventional ways to stay in your feminine energy, basically things that people are not talking about as much. Not the generic slow down, let go stuff. Welcome back to The Creation of Her. We talk about all things from feminine energy to career glow ups to productivity and everything under the sun so that I can help you close the gap between who you are now and the woman that you want to be. That sounds like your vibe, where we mix gentleness with ambition here. Then definitely make sure to subscribe, like, follow so you can hear more from me. Let's get into today's video. Number one is having a routine that grounds you. There is another creator here that I listen to all the time for feminine energy content. She's great. You should definitely check her out. Her username is Awlexis, like AWW Lexus. And she made a video or a short talking about how a quick way to get into your feminine energy is having a routine. And when I first heard this, I was like, well, that's kind of counterintuitive. And I feel like I was, you know, getting a bit down on myself for being so strict with my routine, because I thought that the planning and the structure was very masculine. And I was like, why can't I just wake up and not be anxious about getting my routine done, but instead just like go with the flow? And then I understood what she was saying, because every time I like try to just go with the flow and see what I'm feeling that day, I literally spiral, or I just have a lazy day and then I get into a slump, or I just don't feel good. It's more so about having a structured routine. And then if your body is really telling you to do otherwise or do something else, then you follow that. When you have a routine that is intentionally designed and aligned with your lifestyle, aligned with your goals, not like a super cortisol inducing routine, one that actually makes you feel good, this helps to put you into feminine energy, because you do not have to constantly be thinking about what you're going to do next. You know what's coming next, and you know that you're going to feel good, so you can kind of just fall back and follow. That way you can preserve mental energy for actual decision making throughout the day. When you know what you're doing the following morning, the following night, you're no longer in this reactive masculine go 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 energy and trying to figure things out along the way. So when you can automate these systems, things that don't need your active energy for decision making every single day, this gives your nervous system space to soften, because you're taking away that guesswork, and your feminine energy can flourish when you feel safe, when you're grounded, and when you're supported by your systems that you know make you feel good and help you align with that higher version of yourself while staying in your feminine energy. And within that routine, you can do those little micro habits that make you feel good and make you feel feminine and soft, like making yourself a nourishing breakfast or having some meditation time. Number two is learning how to create micro moments of slowness versus having to do a full reset. A lot of times when people get into like a burnout mode or just a really stressed period of their life, a period where they're like, hey, I was doing really good with my feminine energy, with being at peace, and now not so much. They think that they need to wait for this vacation that they have coming up, or the perfect self-care day, the perfect reset day to get back into place. But you don't need a huge reset, and it's probably not going to work, and you're going to go back to your old ways, because what matters is what you're doing consistently, intentionally, every single day, every single week. So instead, you can build in tiny pauses that look like breath work, like walking without your phone, without any music or whatever. You can cook more slowly. You can just sit and listen to your thoughts, which is literally just intentional silence. And it can actually be so healing and reveal to you things that you're thinking that you can amend. Just incorporating little small tiny pockets of presence throughout your day is a powerful tool for instantly softening your nervous system, for resetting your energy so you can drop into your feminine mode no matter what you're doing that day. It's not really about doing less. You can still do everything you need to do. It's just about doing it differently and approaching it differently. Now, number three, which I love to talk about on this channel, is syncing your hormones instead of forcing your flow. A lot of people teach feminine energy from an emotional side or even like an aesthetic side, but not that many people are talking about the hormonal side, which is arguably, at least in my opinion, one of the biggest factors when it comes to harnessing your feminine energy. The biological side is so important so that you can show up as your best self. Feminine energy is not just about being soft. It doesn't even have to be soft, okay? It's just about being in sync with you and what your body needs. That's why I'm so happy to introduce today's sponsor, which is Mira. Mira makes getting aligned with that biological side so much more possible. It is a tool that has completely changed how I access my feminine energy, because getting into my body and really understanding my body has been key. Because if you don't know that you're about to PMS or that you're about to be super hormonal or have these mood swings coming up, you might beat yourself down and not give yourself that period of grace. This is the Mira Hormone Tracker. It's a handheld monitor that measures your actual fertility hormone levels like LH, E3G, PDG, and FSH with lab grade accuracy. So instead of guessing what phase of your cycle you're in or guessing as to why you feel off, you can get real data from your body and stop playing all these guessing games. Me personally, I've talked about this a lot on my channel. When I'm in my luteal phase, I have to give myself the most self-care and the most grace. And when I'm in my ovulation phase, which I love to know when I'm in that window, because for me, it's the best time. I lean into creation. I lean into just hanging out socially. I also know I'm going to have so much energy. So I know I can get a lot done. I know I can have more intense workouts. And Mira has been helping me do that without guessing where I'm at, just telling me. So it makes my life and my feminine energy journey so much easier. The reason why this is going to help you so much in your feminine energy journey when it comes to understanding you, your body, and your energy levels is because it helps you get out of your head and into your body. It's going to help you encourage rest, intuition, hormonal insights, and just overall self-awareness. That way you can support a cycle syncing lifestyle and not constantly be hustling, not constantly be guessing. You can basically just start to flow with your body scientifically. It's such an amazing tool. By the way, girls, if you want to try Mira, which I highly recommend you do, use my code MIA, that's capital M-I-A, and that will get you 20% off to try Mira. All the information you need and the link and everything will be in the description box or the show notes. Thank you again to Mira for sponsoring this video. Moving on, number four is releasing control through somatic practices. So much of the feminine is about being and not doing, right? We say that feminine is being and masculine is doing. But if your body is constantly in fight or flight mode, which I have been all too familiar with, just honestly growing up and over the years trying to navigate all of this, being still or just getting that anxiety out of your body can feel impossible. Or when people are like, just be, stop doing, you're like, how? One way that has helped me a lot and I think will help a lot of people is doing somatic releases. So this includes things like shaking, which I do every morning. I literally just shake out my limbs one by one, and then I start shaking out my whole body when it feels good, because since you have that cortisol spike in the morning, which is basically a spike of stress, this helps you get out of your head when you're waking up and you're thinking of everything you have to do that day, and it literally just shakes the anxiety out of your body. Just try it. I promise you, you will feel so good after. So there's the shaking, but there's also dancing. There's hip opening. You can do like yoga hip openers, or honestly, even crying in the shower. Like, that's one of my favorites. This helps you get the energy out of your body. It helps you get out of your head as well. This helps you release the stress from your body and get out of your head and into your body, into how you feel, which is the most pivotal part of feminine energy. It's about feeling. It's not always about overthinking your way into this whole feminine energy thing and if you're doing the right thing or not. Sometimes you just have to move to get back into your body. And number five is letting in support without overthinking it or feeling guilty about it. I don't know who needs to hear this, but hyper independence, okay, is a trauma response. Feminine energy arrives when you allow yourself to receive. For those of you who don't know, feminine is receiving, masculine is giving. When you have a help, when you are open to help, when you can allow yourself to be cared for, when you can care for yourself out of self-love, when you can be soft, when you can rest, that is the power and the essence of feminine energy. Whether that's just delegating a task to someone, if it's someone on your team, if it's a friend or family member that's doing a favor for you, asking for help. I always say, when you're going on a plane and you're a little short little girly girl like me, look for the nearest man or strong looking person next to you or the flight attendant to put your carry-on in the overhead bin. Why you're doing it yourself? Just practice asking for help. Or when people ask to carry your bag, or when people seem like they're about to go hold the door for you, Let them. Receiving is an energetic shift and it speaks, what's the quote? It speaks numbers or mountains or I don't know, but it's loud, okay? So let yourself receive because it's loud and feminine energy language. You don't need any disclaimers. You don't need to justify it. You don't need to be like, oh, I injured myself so I can't carry this or da-da-da-da. No, just receive. Just allow yourself to receive because you can and you deserve it. You don't have to be worthy. You were born worthy. Just be open to receiving help and care and love, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. So those are my 5 quick tips for anyone who's been struggling to either get into their feminine energy or maintain their feminine energy. I love talking about this. And as much as I've learned and changed in this journey, I'm still learning and growing. So I'm happy that I have people to learn and grow with me. If you guys have advice on literally anything about life, confidence, relationships, work, anything, please leave a comment and ask me. I want to know what you guys want to hear from me. My socials are always linked down below. My DMs are always open. So make sure to stay connected and share this video if you think that it'll help someone. I love you guys and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.